A ministry reflects on the Tiananmen Square anniversary. Renovation brings renewed hope to a growing outreach in Slovakia, and church leaders get a boost for discipleship training in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 20 years ago this week, the Chinese government massacred thousands of peaceful protesters in Tiananmen Square. The bloodbath changed the life of China Aid Association's Bob Fu forever.
I was a junior in my college year in 1989 and actively participated in that moment. And, of course, was very, very disappointed, was shocked when we learned that the Chinese People's Army shot its own people.
Thousands of Chinese intellectuals were disillusioned with politics, and many turned to Jesus Christ for answers.
Hundreds of thousands of Chinese intellectuals came to know Christ right after the students' movement. And even until today, the revival continues.
Pray for Chinese Christians as they commemorate June 4th, 1989. Meanwhile, two Iranian women are being held without charges just for practicing their Christian faith. Voice of the Martyrs is reporting that they were arrested on March 5th and held in a prison notorious for its treatment of women. Subject to constant interrogation, both have fallen seriously ill and urgently need medical attention. Pray God will protect Iranian Christians and give them boldness as they live out their faith and share the gospel in an increasingly hostile environment. You're listening to Mission Network News. India Partners just received a $10,000 grant from the Tyndall House Foundation to support a discipleship training program. We spoke with Pastor Babu, who's heading up the training conferences.
I am very thankful for the grant for this discipleship program. This is a great asset for those pastors who have very little knowledge in the Bible. They can have more knowledge from the Bible, and they will be more effective in their ministries.
Village pastors dig deep into the Bible in 1 year using Life Journal's materials. Babu says,
we want to train 250 to 500 people. That's our goal this year.
It costs roughly $48 to train three pastors and leaders in the program. Babu says with the open hearts in India, it's urgent they respond.
This program really helps them to receive more knowledge from the Bible. How to prepare a sermon, and how to divide the word, and how to present the word.
Next, with the help of a recent grant, a Slovakian ministry center will soon be able to accommodate and minister to more people. The IN Network has been using the Jack Center since 1993. In 2004, they started renovating it to serve more people. Rody Rodehaver with IN Network explains,
we know that once we finish the renovation, it will be able to be used by even more people, and we will be more efficient in its use and the effectiveness of the ministries there.
When the center's complete, these people will be able to hear the good news of Christ.
This is a building that has a lot of use and has an important impact on not just Slovakia, but that whole region. And of course, the bottom line is that it be used to share the gospel with people.
Recently, Carpenters for Christ raised $20,000 toward the $300,000 still needed to finish renovations. Their challenge is if others raise $20,000 more, they'll match it. Pray for all $300,000 to be raised. Go to our website to help. And the earthquake in Peru last August left lasting marks. In Chinche, family isolation was the status quo before. Now, Food for the Hungry has met women in the community who started a permanent soup kitchen to help their neighbors. Seeing Food for the Hungry's compassion has strengthened the faith of people there. Many grew up hearing about God, and this experience is showing them what it means to live for God. Pray for people to grow in their relationship with Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's a story of a young man in Ghana whose desperate, lonely, and corrupt life was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.